FM 1075, your local community radio station, is run entirely by volunteers from and for your community. Join us now and be entertained. Go to our website, fm1075.com.au, and leave us a message or inquire how to get involved. FM 107.5, your local community station.
Now it's time for Friday Morning with Daryl on FM 107.5.
This is your station, FM 107.5, the local station.
And good morning. It's coming up to, it's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock on this rather cloudy day here in Orange in the central west of New South Wales. But we're going to have another great morning of Australian music. And that was Felicity Urquhart and Josh Cunningham with Wanna Go There, which was one of their first releases from the Song Club, a beautiful album that they put out. And they have been very busy, Josh and Felicity, because they've just come from the Gympie muster. And would you believe they're joining us on the line this morning? Josh and Felicity, good morning.
Morning, Daryl.
Morning, Daryl. Nice to be chatting with you.
That's fantastic. And thanks so much for the great show that you put on for us a few weeks ago in Orange. It was really great. Everybody I spoke to thoroughly enjoyed it. And they actually mentioned a very nice thing about the great synergy between the two of you on stage. And it comes through in your recorded music as well. You must be really happy with the way things are turning out.
Well, it's lovely to receive that feedback, and it was great to catch up with you there too. And we don't get, you know, to a lot of regional places as often as we want to, but we feel like they're our people, and we really feel that connection when we play live.
Yeah, that's great. Now, while you were playing for us, you know, slaving away here in Orange, there was a big event going on in Adelaide. It was the AIR Awards for music. Now, you did mention there that, you know, while you're on stage, that these awards were going on. There was some great news came out of it because Josh and Felicity won Best Country Album at the AIR Awards. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it was a real thrill, Daryl. We got asked, because we weren't unable to attend the awards that night, obviously we had more important places to be.
Exactly.
we were asked to do a little acceptance speech by video on the off chance that we might take out the award.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were very, very pleasantly surprised to hear that we'd taken it out. And yeah, it's just really a great accolade. You know, we're really proud of the album, and whether it ever got nominated or won anything, we'd still be really proud of it. But to have it recognised like that is very special.
And we had absolutely no thoughts in our head that was going to happen, because we had to do the same thing for the ARIA Awards, and we did our video and we didn't take that one home. So this was just a total spin out. We were so chuffed that our little record got that acknowledgement.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you were up at the Gympie Muster. That's the first time in a few years, isn't it, that you've been able to get out and play at such a big event like that?
It was incredibly special. It was the 40th celebration, even though it was 2 years down the track because of COVID hang-ups. But it was Josh's very first muster, and I think he experienced a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, first time in more than a few years for me, in all my years.
Yeah, in all your young years.
That's right, yeah. No, it was really a great time. I'm definitely looking forward to getting back there again.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, you've decided to drop another single called Bog Swamp. And I know you did play this for us here in Orange. And it's a really catchy tune, but tell us the story behind Bog Swamp.
Well, a few years ago, I was over in Western Australia. I'd been doing some shows over there. I'm a member of the Waifs, and we finished the tour, and I'd driven across, taken my dog, and kind of intended to spend a bit of time in the Kimberley camping out after the tour was done, and that was where the song was written. I was sitting underneath a sky of beautiful Kimberley stars by the campfire, and my dog was near me. I had a guitar on my lap, and the billy was boiling, and sounds very, you can almost picture it, can't you, Daryl?
Yeah, I can.
The inspiration of that setting, the song just seemed to drop out of those starry heavens.
Yeah, and was Wilson there with you, was he?
He was, yeah. Yeah, I guess the backdrop, you know, like getting out into that sort of setting was a way to sort of clear my head and try to get back on the track, because I'd been a bit derailed by a few life circumstances.
Yeah.
And, you better tell her who Wilson is.
Oh, Will Wilson, the Jack Russell. Yeah, he's a 4-year-old Jack Russell.
Yeah, we'll get to Wilson in a minute, because I know he's one of your, you know, you're almost a trio now, aren't you?
Well, yeah. He's taking a bit of limelight away.
Yeah.
My word. Yeah, look, I've never been to the Kimberley, but I've always loved, there was a song by James Blundell many years ago called Kimberley Moon, and that sort of really struck me as what a wonderful place it must be, and you've just described it perfectly, sitting out there under the stars and being able to reflect and think about things. It's obviously a beautiful place.
Oh, it's a very special place for me. That's where I kind of left home on the south coast of New South Wales as an 18-year-old kid and tripped off playing music and ended up meeting Don and Vicky in Broome in the Kimberley. And that's where sort of that next 30-year chapter of my life began, with the Waifs being formed. And so getting back to that setting was really special.
Yeah.
And also a great remedy for, as I say, getting through those little hurdles that life throws up. So that's what the song's really about. The fast-paced succession of words there at the end of each chorus, just kind of outlining all the obstacles that life can throw your way, but keeping it simple and being out amongst nature and playing music and hanging out with mates like Wilson is the right way to get back on the track again.
Yeah, and you've got even a better mate now in Felicity, haven't you?
Oh, don't tell the dog.
That's right. We have, apparently we have a very good synergy.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, look, Bog Swamp, we're going to play it now because we've added it to our playlist. So let's play it and come back and talk about it because I want to talk about how Wilson got involved.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
I can see the distant high beams of a road train on the track, but it's so far away that I don't hear a sound. Just the crackling of the twigs upon the coals of my campfire, my little dog and me and no one else around. Just shy of Weed Creek, we stopped and set up for the night, made a fire of coals beside a Boab tree. The rusty ridge behind was glowing in the final rays of light as I baked some spuds and brewed a pot of tea. On the track,
on the track, on the trail, reaching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail.
On the trail,
on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with a stock upon his back.
Been waylaid, unpaid, mislaid, for babe, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box, from coke, my quicksand, pin, damn, barbed wire, fractal, bushfire, these are once or twice I might have even failed. Later on, my songs were hitching to the smoke as it was drifting, rising high into the heavens up above. The gift of gratitude and wonder for the spell that I was under made me serenade this country that I love. On the track,
on the track, on the trail, I'm itching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail.
On the trail,
on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with a stock upon his back. I've been waylaid, unpaid, mislaid, for bait, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box, swamp, cork, mark, quicksand, pin, dam, barbed wire, flat tile, bushfire, these are once or twice I might have even failed. Now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail.
Magic and a mystery to this land that gets you quickly, then eludes you as it slips right through your grasp. You could touch it in a song or a poem or a yarn, but you'll never catch it in a photograph. When it gets its hooks into you, you'll be singing hallelujah underneath the sky, diamonds deep and wide. When the sun breaks the horizon, it could feel like a baptizing as you watch and wonder by a riverside. On the track,
on the track, on the trail, I'm itching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail.
On the trail,
on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with a stock upon his back. I've been waylaid, unpaid, mislaid, for bait, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box, from coke, my quicksand, sand, pin, dam, barbed wire, flat tile, bushfire, these are once or twice I might have even failed. Going under, still maybe time or two I fade. But now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail.
Hey, Felicity and Josh, fantastic there. It's exactly the same as it was when you performed it for us here in Orange at the Orange Civic Centre. Fantastic.
Well, you know, Daryl, I think that is exactly what we were going for. We had been working it up in the live show, and so to hit the studio and literally just press red was kind of all we had to do. And Josh, certainly that great guitar picking, mirroring. Thank you. the vocal part is just bang on. So it's a joy to sing along to Josh's great lyrics as well, like that beautiful story you just heard.
Yeah. Well, It is a great song, and to spit out all those words in the chorus is something else again. It sort of reminded me of that old song, "I've Been Everywhere," but even better than that. How about that?
Well, I think it just harks to that classic sound. That's, I think, why it does feel reminiscent of that with a lot of lyrics, but it certainly has the Josh stamp on it.
Yeah. Well, it comes with a video, and that was produced by Duncan Toombs. And you actually did this. You couldn't take everybody back over to the Kimberleys, but you did it at Kangiangi up on the Central Coast there. And a four-legged animal called Wilson managed to get involved. Was he always going to be part of that?
Well, I think probably, yeah. I guess the thing was, as you say, we couldn't really get back to the Kimberley to film it on location because it would have cost a lot of time and money. So we had to try and recreate the sentiment and the flavour and the story, and I guess having as many elements that are in the lyrics as possible. And Wilson's obviously, he mentioned there, my little dog and me and no one else around. So he was always going to be in the clip, I guess. So we just found that our neighbour had a great property next door, you know, lots of trails winding through the bush
and a fire permit.
So we're able to light a few campfires along the way as well. So it worked out just fine.
Yeah. And Wilson wasn't very happy about the camera drone. That set him off a bit, did it?
It was a bit distracting. It was a bit distracting for me too. You know, it's a bit unnerving being walking along and hearing some buzzing little machine flying through the...
A UFO.
Yeah, he'd never seen anything like it before. I mean, obviously, I'm aware of what it is and what it's doing there, but imagine for a Jack Russell, that's quite a surprise.
Yeah. We've got a border collie who, if there's a drone within a mile of our place, it really sets him off. There's something about that whirring sound that seems to set dogs off. But, look, it's fantastic, and I urge everybody to have a look at the clip because really professionally done, and I think it gets the message across perfectly. So, again, congratulations on the way you're going about your music. We think it's fantastic.
Thanks, Darryl.
Really appreciate you saying that.
And we'll pass that on to our mate Duncan as well, because I think it's kudos to his great eye and editing skills and also the way that he understands music, because he's a muso himself and he just gets what our intent is all about. So it was a real joy. I've never enjoyed a clip as much as that one because it was at home. We came back and set the actual performance element where we're playing together is here at home in a little kitchen outdoor area that Josh has been building, and it was great. We could order some takeaway food, which arrived before we'd finished, and the kids were happy to set up and start eating, and we knocked off and had a feed together. It was just perfect.
Yeah, that's great. And a big shout out to Duncan Toombs from the Filmery, because he really does a professional job, and it's great to have, to be able to call on people like that to really round off your whole performance, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and I think the great thing about Duncan is he's a phenomenal musician himself, so he really understands. It's not just the technical skill of operating a camera. He's sensitive to the song and the lyric and the story, and it's really a pleasure to work with him.
Yeah. Now, Felicity, you mentioned the kids there, arriving, being there just in time when the food arrived and all that sort of thing. you mentioned on stage that your kids looked out where you were performing there one day and said, "Mum, Josh has got more fans than you." Is that still the case?
Oh, look, the honesty is priceless, isn't it, from the kids? Yeah, they got to experience, as did I, our very first Blues Fest together, side stage watching The Waste, and it was just magnificent to have the kids get to see Josh in full stride and also singing along to the songs that they know that are Josh's, and it was just this incredible moment that just washed over them. It wasn't washing, it was happening, and they were very aware of what was happening. And Ellie noticing, who's nine, how many people were out there, and she may have referred to them as maggots because it was just like so many bodies wriggling around together. And then said, "Yeah, Mum, there's way more people at Josh's gigs than yours." So out of the mouths of babes, they do speak the truth. And I'm working on improving the numbers at mummy gigs too.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, let's just finish off about Bog Swamp. It was mixed by James Newhouse at Lamb Chop Records. I love that. And mastered by William Bowden at King Willie Sound. So, it's... it's great to have the song, but you've still got to have a little bit of help to, you know, get it all finalised and out there. What we call it, shovel ready. That's what they call it, shovel ready. Everything's ready to go. That's great.
I mean, it's the same team that worked on our album, The Song Club. James, he mixed the last Waifs album as well. He recorded the whole thing as well, and he's a great fellow over there in Western Australia. So it's nice to have good ears and good people to get on board the project that you're working on, because the music's very personal. It's very special to you, and you want to have special people that get it and understand it as well.
So. Well, I have to tell you, though, Daryl, when we sent the files to William to do the mastering, which is the final process before it's ready for radio play and all of that to be ready for broadcast, I put the title of the song there, and he said, I just about fell off the chair and spat my tea out when he saw Bog Swamp was the title. So I think it is a bit of an arresting title, and it's a bit of fun and has created quite an interest. What is that word? Is it in the dictionary? And tell me more about it. So that's all Josh's ideas and what goes on in his interesting, quirky mind.
That's great. Okay, well, you've been to the Gympie Muster and you've meandered back down to the Central Coast, and very shortly you're going to be packing up to go to the Denny Ute Muster. Have you been to one of the Denny Ute Musters before?
Not me. I've never been, and
you can't wait.
Can't wait. Yeah, I've been promised that it's going to be a very rich cultural experience. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, there's some fantastic acts there. Not all country music. We've got the Angels and Ian Moss and quite a few others. So it's going to be a fantastic lineup. Are you doing Friday and Saturday?
No, we're just there for the Friday, and we're sandwiched between John Williamson and Troy Cassidale and Ian Moss. So it's a pretty nice slot.
That'll have their attention.
Absolutely. Wait till they hear Bog Swamp there.
Oh, look, it's really great that you're going to be down there. I've got to ask the question, do you own a ute, and are you taking it?
No, never owned a ute. A van. I've always been a van owner.
Yeah.
You're a van man.
Yeah, so we need to, I don't know, they need to get like the Kangiangi van muster or something going on, then we'll be there.
Yeah, it's not a combi van from the 60s, is it?
No, it's not. I've never owned a combi. My dad owned one when I was a kid, but no, always hiatus, but currently a Ford Transit van for me.
You're looking for a sponsorship, Josh.
Yeah, and then look, you're between 30th of September, you've got until Friday the 7th, and you've got to be over at Margaret River. How are you going to get there? Is the van going to take you over?
Not this time. Wilson is not coming on this trip. It's a flight over for this one.
We've still got to talk that one through.
Oh, listen, I don't know. We have to get back for the kids to school that time. So I can't wait, though, because we haven't been able to get to the West, or certainly I haven't, for many moons. So I just can't wait. And I actually am keen to hear stories from anyone who knows a bit more about Josh's past. So that's what I can't wait to have a bit of a chat to the girls from the Waifs. They're going to be over there while we're visiting, so it's going to be great.
Oh, you know what they say, what goes on tour stays on tour.
Well, yeah, there is that.
There is that. And so, yes, you're off to the Strings Attached Festival in Margaret River. Now, it's really fantastic that, there's so many festivals that you can play at. Have you been to Margaret River before?
Many times over the years. Being in the Waifs with the bands from Western Australia, we spent a lot of time around there. We used to play regularly, the Sunday sessions there at the pub. And
I've tasted a lot of Margaret River.
Yeah, she's been there through her palate. But, that sounds like a really amazing festival, actually, so we're really excited to be part of that.
Yeah.
It's all things string.
All things strings.
And maybe the odd glass of red wine.
Yeah. And you're taking your hat box, Felicity, to bang?
Yes, it's part of the setup. So I'll be taking the flight version of my kick drum.
Yep.
And I think I'll be taking the small one. What do you reckon, Josh? Maybe the big one. He's working on
the new one, Daryl.
Yeah.
Well, two new ones, actually, but the new big one is going to be the deluxe model.
Well, maybe
I think it's
going
to be hard not to take that with us.
Okay.
You're going to love it so much, you'll want to have it everywhere.
Well, look, I'm definitely taking one.
It might be worth the excess luggage to take the big one, I reckon.
It must have been a large hat, that's all I can say.
Yeah, there are some large hat boxes.
Well, a family box.
Yeah,
like, you know, the whole family could put their hats in there.
Yeah. I've got to just go through the rest of the West Australian tour, because Bridgetown Pottery. Now, Bridgetown's a lovely spot in West Australia. I take it that's a rather small venue. Would that be correct?
Well, it's actually outdoors on the lawn. The lady, Pip, who runs that, she was responsible for the very first Bridgetown Blues Festival, and she's got the pottery place there, and she's been putting gigs on there. She's got like a really nice setup on the lawn out the back. So I'm not sure exactly what kind of numbers we're expecting, but it's
room
not,
for everyone.
Room for everyone. It's not tiny and pokey, put it that way.
It won't be as big as the Denny Ute Muster, put it that way too.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. And I love this one. Then down to Bunbury to the Frothcraft Bun Brewery.
Yeah, maybe no wine at that one.
And then to finalise your West Australian tour, the Duke of George at Fremantle, beautiful Frio. You've been to Frio, obviously, a few times there, Josh. Sounds like it.
Yeah, well, used to live, well, not in Frio itself, but near enough, and we used to spend, it was kind of like our lounge room. We spent all of our early days there.
He's going to show me around.
And I'll only introduce her to the people that will tell nice stories about me, too.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about Frio. All roads lead to Frio and then stop.
we'll stop there and enjoy our time. And like always, we enjoy catching up with you, Daryl.
Yeah. Look, it's fantastic to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come back on air at FM 107.5 in Orange. You'll be pleased to know it's a cloudy day. It's been raining all night. Springtime must be coming soon to the beautiful Central West, and we're looking forward to that. But we look forward to seeing Felicity and Josh out this way again sometime. Congratulations on Bog Swamp. It's a fantastic song. Congratulations on your award too for at the AIR Awards for Best Country Album. And you'll be taking everything on the road, and I know you'll leave everything out there too. You put on a great show.
Yeah. Thanks, Daryl.
And if anyone wants to kind of check out what we're doing, then go to felicityurquhart.com or joshcunningham.com. There's lots to check out there.
I think you're going to have to combine that publicity page, aren't you? Who gets the most hits, by the way?
No competition. No. I've been online longer than Josh.
I'm still a newbie, so anyone listening in, follow me on all those things that you follow people
make
on.
Make him feel good.
It's great to talk to you both, and congratulations. Hope to see you again soon out here. Travel well, and I know you'll be putting on great shows at the Denny Ute Muster and over at Margaret River, Strings Attached. If I found the time, I'd be on the plane flying over there too.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dale. Lovely to chat to you, and we really had a beautiful time in Orange and can't wait to get back there to do our own show.
Yeah,
so, we'll hope to see you there soon.
Yeah, come in the middle of summer, we put on a better temperature for you then.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, Felicity Urquhart, Josh Cunningham, thanks so much for your time. And you're on FM 107.5. The time is 9:31. Here's Ray Brown from the 60s.